Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 4, two men pretending to be Good Samaritans to help an injured Malaysian student during the London riots have been convicted of robbing him. John Kafunda from Ilford and Rhys Donovan from Romford found Ashraf Rosli bleeding in the street in Barking in East London last August. The pair were then caught on camera stealing a portable gaming device from his bag. Detective Sergeant John Healy from the Metropolitan Police says neither of the men assisted officers with the case.
They've lied to police, they've provided false alibis, which have been proved to be false during the course of the trial. Witnesses have had to give evidence anonymously and have had to be brought to court. Today is a very positive result in regards to all that information.
The cost of fuel's risen to a record high. The average price of unleaded is now £1.37 a litre, with diesel averaging at nearly £1.45 a litre. David Cameron's accused Syrian President Bashar Assad's regime of butchering its own people. The Prime Minister's warned Assad supporters to turn their backs on the President and urged China and Russia to end their support of the Syrian government. Travellers evicted from Dale Farm in Essex have lost their bid to legally live on a new site. They appealed Basildon Council's decision to refuse planning permission for 12 pitches on land nearby. In sport, the Football Association's planning to wait until close to the end of the season before appointing a new England manager. General Secretary Alex Horn says a list of candidates has been drawn up to succeed Fabio Capello, but he explains a lot of those contenders already have jobs.
A lot of the managers on the list are currently employed, and what we don't want to do is to disrupt anyone's season. We have a situation now where we have all of our plans in place for Poland-Ukraine. We know exactly what we need to do between now and our first game, so we're not rushing this.
And finally, veteran crooner Engelbert Humperdinck's been charged with helping the UK see Eurovision success. Bookmakers have slashed the odds of the UK winning after fans flooded the market placing bets on the 75-year-old. That's the latest. I'm Jenny Lyne.
This is Phoenix FM. This is Phoenix FM. 98 FM.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive. I've only got two more hours to go here at Phoenix, and then hopefully I'll last until I get home, because I certainly need to be able to drive home safely. Now, you have got me until 6. Don't forget that this hour I'm going to be speaking to Anita Whelan from St. Luke's Hospice. We're going to be talking about the marvellous charity dance-a-thon they've got scheduled. It's a big fundraiser. There's going to be 7 hours of non-stop dancing. But don't worry, you don't have to do all 7 hours. You can always just do, well, you can just do whatever you can, really, if you'd like to get involved. But anyway, listen and find out about the event, because you might like to pass it on to someone else. Joining you here at Phoenix at 6 will be another entertaining show on the Soapbox with Chris Hosack. Then at 8 p.m, you've got the Commentary Box with Dave Turner. And at 10 p.m, Late Night Extra with Patrick Shearing. The perfect way to wind down from the weekend. Chatting on the Soapbox tonight is Brentwood-based professional boxer. I want to know who that is, because I know another boxer. And I hope it's not the one I know, because he said he wouldn't come in on my show. But perhaps he didn't want to say no to a man. He said he wouldn't come in on my show because he was too embarrassed to be on the radio. So perhaps because good old Chris Hosack asked him, then perhaps that means that he couldn't really say no. I'm too shy, because then he wouldn't look very manly, would he? Especially a boxer as well. Anyway, make sure you stay tuned for that. That will be very interesting indeed. Kicking us off at this hour, a little bit of old stuff.
Oh, Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's queuing traffic on the exit slip road of the M25 clockwise at junction 30 because of an earlier broken down vehicle. Very slow traffic on the A13 eastbound in Basildon between the Pitsey flyover and the Sadler's Farm roundabout. Slow traffic on the B1007 Stock Road northbound in Stock between the Ship Road Junction and Gallywood. And look out for the speed restriction on the A127 of 40 miles per hour eastbound between the Halfway House and the Fortune of War in West Horndon.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And now here's a good one for the hair company. Well, it is for Nigel Clark anyway.
Come on, maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees are gone. I'm instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass driving school? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Thursday the 15th of March at 8pm, the nutritional value of food is being organised by Diabetes UK Brentwood Voluntary Group. It's going to take place at Doddinghurst Road Community Church on Doddinghurst Road in Brentwood. It's a talk by Pauline Byrne and Margaret Bardell from the Nutrition and Dietetic Service. You can call 012-7722-4299 should you need to know more, or you can get all of those details again, plus way more events coming up for March. All the www.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
I'm now going to play a brilliant track by In Deep, and then after that I will be speaking directly to Anita from St Luke's Hospice, talking about that dance-a-thon I've been promising all afternoon.
Is that not a problem that I can't fix, cause I can do it in the mix. And if your man gives you trouble just to move out on the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain. Said away goes trouble down the drain.
And that was In Deep here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm in quite deep right now, in deep waters, because I'm joined by a brand new lady, Anita Whelan. Is that how I say your surname?
Whelan.
Let me just check your microphone. Anita Whelan.
Whelan, yes.
Oh no, oh dear, that microphone's... Why are none of the microphones working? Hang on. There must be something I can do... Try again.
Hello.
Oh dear, I'm just going to have to get another microphone.
Right. Hello.
Yep.
Would you like me in this one?
Yes. But you're going to have to talk really, really nice and loudly.
Okay, Gabby, that's not better. A problem.
God, I don't know why that one's not working. How strange. Right, mic number 2's not working, everyone. Not that you needed to know that, but it's not. Anyway, Anita, did you get here okay? Apparently the traffic was quite bad.
The traffic is quite bad out there, yeah. Gabby, especially that stretch down on from Nether Main, Broad Main, where the road works are, sort of, yep, down to Cranes Farm Road.
Yeah, Saddler's Farm roundabout, all of that area.
Well, not so much Saddler's Farm, because that's going in the opposite
that
direction.
Bit wasn't
but
quite so bad.
Getting from sort of central Basildon onto the A127.
Yeah. I always used to have that trouble when I was leaving work from Basildon Hospital. Oh, what a nightmare. Some nights it used to take me an hour to get out of the car park. How frustrating. But never mind. Now, we're here today to talk about the Dance-a-thon.
Absolutely.
Now, St Luke's Hospice does wonderful work, doesn't it? Just briefly outline, just for listeners that weren't listening, when I had... Kerry.
Kerry.
That was the one. Kerry. I've got the name Kelly in my head today. I don't know why. Kerry, in a couple of weeks ago, she was saying, you know, about the hospice, but no doubt you'll describe it in a slightly different way.
Yes, St Luke's Hospice was founded some, I think, 22 years ago by our patron, Trudy Westmore Cox. We are an 8-bed inpatient unit. We have a day hospice. We have a hospice at home service. So those three services all together give a 360-degree service to the people of our community, who are Basildon, Billericay, Wickford and all of Thurrock. So basically we have a service running 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Yep, so for all of the Billericay listeners out there, and any that can reach us beyond, perhaps even in Basildon, I don't know, then you know, they can, your service is available to them.
Yes, it is, yes.
And then if someone, say, from the Brentwood area needed a hospice service, then they'd go to the one that is,
yes,
their area.
Yes, that would
area.
Be St Francis.
St Francis, I thought it might be, yeah. Okay, lovely. So... Now, you have to raise money, though. This is the thing, isn't it? You're not really funded.
Well, we do get some funding from the PCT, the Primary Care Trust, but that money's never guaranteed, and we're never certain how much we're actually going to get. It varies year on year. I mean, obviously, we are fortunate that we do get some support from the PCT.
Has it been going down in the economic turndown?
It varies over the years,
yeah.
But certainly fundraising, I would think, probably for most people who are linked to any charity, currently is quite a tough act. You know, we are very fortunate at St Luke's that we've got some wonderful, wonderful supporters who do really, you know, give us every penny that they can when they can. You know, we've got brilliant volunteers who make our fundraising job much easier to do.
Yeah,
but not only just fundraising. Yeah, I mean, they come to the hospice, they cook, they clean, they iron. You know, they do driving for the day hospice for clients who come to day hospice.
All of these people, all of your clients, they're all terminally ill, aren't they?
They either have a life limiting illness. But it isn't just cancer. I mean, some people always sort of, you know, people often think that a hospice is just cancer.
But it's not.
It's not. I mean, obviously, yes, it is cancer, leukemia. But we also have services for, we have lymphedema clinics. You know, we cover motor neurone disease, Parkinson's, I think Parkinson's.
MS, I can imagine.
I'm not sure about MS. Probably.
It comes under the neurological,
yeah.
Like band.
There are, you know, we've got sort of different sort of, you know, HIV, heart failure patients. So it isn't just cancer. And also over at Corringham, we have St Luke's House, or Luke's House, which is our information resource centre, where anybody who has been diagnosed with a life-limiting illness can go over there, and they can get help with benefits and how to work out what they're entitled to, and other services that link in.
Like, so one of your services is kind of for people that don't need to go anywhere near a hospice yet.
Yes.
You know, they've just been told, you know, you've got so long to live, or you've got this, and we, you know, it's incurable.
I mean, it might be, I mean, interesting for listeners, Gabby, that we've actually had patients that come to our day hospice, and believe it or not, we've had people that have been coming for 5 years, as long as 5 years.
I know.
Which is wonderful, which is really, really brilliant.
It must build up a nice relationship.
We do. And also with Luke's House at Corringham, we have Luke's, which is our young people's bereavement counselling service. And that's not just for young people who've lost somebody who's actually been cared for by St Luke's. It could be somebody who's, you know, perhaps dad's gone out to work in the morning and tragically has been in a car accident and been killed. We have the Luke's bereavement counselling service, and they link in with the bereavement counsellors for children and our schools people. So there's it's almost a bit like a triangle, you know, the points all meet.
Yeah, it sounds like you know a lot. How long have you been working there?
I've been working there for almost 6 years.
Oh, right, okay, so you've been working there a long time now. Have you ever done bereavement training yourself?
I haven't, no.
Do St Luke's Hospice make certain staff do it, or...?
We have actually got trained counsellors who come in, and there is also there are also services for staff as well, because obviously some of us have had personal experience of the care that St Luke's provides. Perhaps you might find that you've find yourself in a situation where all of a sudden you've got a friend who's come into the hospice.
Oh my word. So then what?
So then we have, you know, the opportunity to have counselling ourselves.
Okay,
so
it's, but they don't make you leave.
No.
Oh, that's nice.
No.
Only because I've worked in care myself, in elderly care, and often in residential homes that I've worked in. If you can't work there if someone you know or that you knew before, or you know someone that you're close with.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a policy.
But if you're prepared to offer the training that would then be needed, or the counselling, then it really shouldn't be a problem,
no.
Should it?
I mean, for example, myself. I mean, my own father passed away in there some 12 years ago.
Really?
And obviously, for me, I'm able to go back now and work and give something back. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had other fundraisers who perhaps no longer work with us that have had family members or friends pass away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've still maintained their position within St Luke's, but they've also been given the opportunity, if they want to have some form of bereavement counselling, the add-on support is there. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful organisation. It's
fabulous.
But
you feel really, really supported in your workplace.
We do.
Oh, that's really nice. Oh, fabulous. Okay, so this dance-a-thon, just give us a little taste. I'm gonna play a song in a minute, but just before I do that, just give us a little taste of what's to come in what you're going to say next.
Well, if you like dancing, This is, I think, an event that you will find a really fun, exciting. And if I said to you there are 14 different types of dance that we're going to be running over the course of the day in half an hour slots, hopefully that will just be enough to, you know, grab
your... Do you have to be a good dancer?
You don't, no.
No?
No, and we are not looking, you know, this is not...
Does it matter if you've got two left feet?
You can have two left feet, you can have two left arms. It really doesn't matter. It's just about having fun, enjoying the event, and obviously supporting St Luke's and raising vital funds to help maintain the services for which we are so highly acclaimed.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, well, here's the White Stripes, and then we're going to be listening to more about this fantastic event coming up, organised by St Luke's Hospice Danceathon.
How deep is your love? How deep is your love? How deep?
my love, it's all right here because I've met a lovely lady today for the first time in my life, even though you were scheduled to come in. Anita Whelan, yes, I'm pronouncing your surname right. You have joined us from St. Luke's Hospice. You're just as lovely as Kerry as well. Can't believe it. So they obviously have good staff. And you guys just deal with the event stuff.
We do. The events and all the fundraising activities. And obviously, we're very, very fortunate. Not only do we have the fundraising team who put on events, we're also very well supported by people within our community who do events on our behalf and our fundraising groups.
Oh, so that's brilliant. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. And the next event that's coming up is your dance-a-thon on the 31st of March. It's a Saturday and it's 7 hours of non-stop dancing.
Well, up to 7 hours of non-stop dancing. So the idea is that you come along or you pre-register.
Basically, you're going to be scheduling 7 hours of non-stop, of dancing, and you're welcome to go along for however long of it you want.
Absolutely.
Now, I've got a list here of many, many different types of dancing you're going to be doing. Now, my question to you is, because there's loads, disco, ballroom, rock and roll, Latin, belly dancing, lion dancing, street, tap, Zumba, ballet, lyrical, Bollywood, contemporary, or Broadway. Wow. My question would be, if I fancy coming along for the, I'm just going to say this one as a bit of a joke, the belly dancing. If I just wanted to come along for the belly dancing, how would I know what time to get there?
Okay, well, there is a registration form. You can pick a registration form up from here at Phoenix 98 FM.
Yep, you've left me some.
I've
Thank
left
you.
Some for you, Gabby. Thank you.
Down at the Brentwood Centre.
Down at the Brentwood Centre. You can download a registration form from our hospice website, which is www.stlukeshospice.com. Or you can give me a call, that's Anita, on 01268 524973, and ask for me in the fundraising department, and I can sign you up for this event over the phone with either a debit or a credit card.
Right, but what time would I need to turn up if I wanted to, say, come along just for the belly dancing?
Okay, well, the belly dancing is taking place.
Everyone's going to be, like, convinced I love belly. I've never done it in my life.
So does this mean we're going to see you doing the belly dancing, Gabby?
I've got no idea.
Okay, I'm going to work on this, listeners, because I think this young lady in front of me's got lots of potential to be doing lots of dancing.
Lots of dancing.
Okay, well, the idea is, Gabby, that you come up the... The event runs from 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon or the evening, and each of the dance styles are in half an hour slots. Now, the disco starts at 10 o'clock until 10:30, ballroom is 10:30 till 11, and so on. And all of the dance types or genres are on the registration form, which you can see on our website,
okay.
and the times are directly next to them. So, for example, for you and the belly dancing is 12 o'clock noon to 12:30, and that's followed by the line dancing from 12:30 until 1. And then for those people who are very young and energetic and quite fancy themselves as the next member of diversity, we've got the street dancing from 1 until 1:30.
And then you've got tap after that.
Tap, Zumba, ballet, lyrical, Bollywood, contemporary and Broadway. And the morning sessions are disco, ballroom, rock and roll and Latin. And then, then the belly dancing at lunchtime. So
Wow. You
can come along, you can join in as many sessions as you want to or as few. So if, for example, you thought, okay, I've always really wanted to try the belly dancing, I'll come along for 12 o'clock and then I can have a rest and I can take part in the tap dancing at 1:30 until 2, and then I can have another little rest, and then I've always fancied learning to do a bit of Bollywood dancing, then I could join in again at 3:30.
So are you going to have proper instructors as well?
All of the dance sessions are going to be led by a qualified instructor.
Wow. So it's
going to
actually be, you know, not just the right music for it, you actually will be picking up. I think this is more than a fundraiser. This is almost a course.
Wow.
This is fantastic. You know, then, you know, you are registering for £10. And then you get a sponsorship for 30, which isn't much, and I'm sure it would be very,
that's
very easy to raise. Yeah, that's just for adults alone. Very easy to get £30 together from sponsorships. I think you probably get inundated with sponsorships.
I hope so. I really, really hope so. And if you're a young...
Sounds like a good day of fun.
Young person or child, they're £10 registration fee. So if you're under 16, you only have to raise a minimum sponsorship of £15. Oh. So by the time you've asked mum or dad or your, you know, grandma and auntie and uncle, I'm sure you'd find £15 quite easy to raise.
Dancing starts at 10 and finishes at 5. Wonderful.
Yep. And the one thing that we really, really, I have to stress, because obviously it's my event and I have to make sure everybody's really well looked after on the day, is please ensure that you wear suitable footwear and clothing. So your trainers or your jazz shoes and your dancing shoes will be just great. But please, 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 ladies, you know, leave your stilettos at home for another day, because what I don't want to see is twisted and sprained ankles and somebody getting hurt. So, you know, trainers and dance shoes, you know, soft shoes will be really brilliant.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming along today, Anita. If you just give out your website details again so that people can find the details online about the event.
Okay, it's www.stlukeshospice.com, and again the telephone number is 01268 524 973.
Well, thank you so much for making the effort to come on down to Phoenix today, and I really do hope that anyone that can and is available on Saturday the 31st of March goes along and has a dance. But don't forget that obviously you need to get your registration form so that you get your sponsorships done before you go. Have a safe journey home.
Thank you. Thanks, Debbie.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's slow traffic on the A13 eastbound in Basildon between the Pitsea flyover and the Sadler's Farm roundabout in the roadworks area. Slow traffic on the M25 clockwise in Greater London at the A282 QE2 bridge. Stock Road has slow traffic on it northbound between the Ship Road Junction and Gallywood. That's strange. Can't find anything for Brentwood, but you never know. Major roadworks on the A130 at the Sadler's Farm roundabout in South Benfleet, and there's a speed restriction to watch out for of 40 miles per hour on the A127 South End Arterial Road eastbound in West Horndon between the Halfway House and the Fortune of War because of roadworks. The trains look okay. More travel in half an hour.
Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
We built the city on to help you. Visit skidmarksltd.com and click on Pothole Watch. Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Looking for somewhere to go with the family? Why not visit Brentwood Town Football Club and experience a great day out that all will enjoy? With the Blues performing well on the pitch this season, this really is the time to get involved with your local team. Try one of Brentwood FC's famous hot dogs, experience the thrill of a home win, and then chill out in the family bar. For fixtures and ticket prices, visit www.brentwoodtownfc.co.uk and support your local team.
Help us to help you. Email pothole@skidmarksltd.com. Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
You're up, you'll get down. You're never running from this town. And I think you said you'll never get anything better than this. Cause you're going round in circles. And everyone knows your trouble.
With Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Thursday, the 15th of March, the Brentwood Museum Society are presenting a talk by Nigel Swift on the history. history of English medieval stained glass. This will happen at 7:45 p.m. at the Gwendolyn Lewis Room of Shenfield Parish Hall, Hutton Road. £3 to go along. You can call 012-772-12-142 or get all of those details again, plus way more events coming up for March. All the www.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
A massive thank you to my guest Anita for joining me in the studio to speak about the fantastic dance-a-thon that's coming up. If you, especially if you live in the Thurrock or the Billericay, Basildon area, you should definitely go along to the dance-a-thon if you can, and support the event, because you never know when you might be visiting, perhaps not yourself, for some other people, but St Luke's Hospice is a very vital use to the community, and we certainly want to support hospices in any way we can.